Rabbi Yossi Chazan, Parshas Tazmir Metzora. The pasuk in this week's parsha of Yom Hashmini Yimul Besar Olosoi. There's a famous Gemara in Shabbos Daf Kuf Lamed Bey. Says the Gemara, Yimul Besar Olosoi Afal Pi Sheisha Beheres. Even if there's tzaras on the orlo, you could nevertheless circumcise the child. Says Mar Yikut. Ah, you cut. How many Mekayim Yishomer Benegat Tzaras? The parsha he says the loose to say, you know, I cut it away. That's b'shara mekoymet chutz mi orla. All other places in the body, but the orla you could make a bris. Oy einu el affecting emora, maybe el afilu b'milo, v'amani mekayim yul b'sar olosoi, is b'sman she'ein shom b'heres, when there's no b'heres here. Talmud Leimer, it says, what the pasuk say, uvayoyim hashmini yimayil b'sar olosoi. The word b'sar olosoi is redundant. It could have said, yoyim hashmini Yimel or Los. So the word Basar comes to teach me that what? That Afilu Yeshem Beheres, you could perform the bris mil. Frekti Gemara, I'm not too much anything, I have no time to elaborate. Frekti Gemara, why do I need a special ribut, special Yitur Apostle? You Basar or Losi. Teach me that you're allowed to perform bris mil, even if there's a Beheres on the Orlo. I say, the Galois is saying. Answers the Gemara that by a Tzaras, there's both an assay and the loisasay, and the assay of Mila is only decha loisasay, but not an assay and loisasay. Fekzich the shaylo, the shita sarambam in perik yud of hilchus tumas oras. It appears that the shita sarambam is, and so is mashmin the sugiyus after mashmin, that by hishamer v'leis negav soras, there's only lahalocha loisasay and not an assay. So if Yishomer B'Lech HaTzaras is only a loy to say, and the hemchik of the pasuk, it doesn't bring you an assay. So if I say, Hadra Kushis HaGemara L'duchta, so why don't you need a special pasuk? B'sar also, he teaches you that Mila B'Tzaras is doicha. Why don't you just say, assay doicha loy to say? Okay, the whole suit. The present Satmerov Zolguzun Zayn says a very interesting vort, B'derech Agod, B'het. Everyone knows, every school child knows, the famous kasha of the Pnei Yeshua and Shabbos Daf of Aleph. Why do we need the whole task of Agantzenes, right, to perform the mitzvah of Hadlakas Neiros, and miraculously one cruse of oil burned for 8 days? Anyway, the Gemara tells us in Pesachim we have a rule that Tumah Hutra Betzir. Pnei Yeshua says, and the Magen Tzedek says, and in the back of Shalom Tshuvas, Mari Cheskel, the Chasam Sofer in the Sugi and Shabbos. All say kama v'kama achroinu besigun kama neviim misnabdim besigun echu, that when you have hashroes hashkinu and epis tutzuch, right? Then we say the ebish the reshuich and itam betichtum osom. You could continue. You could be makriv afilu betum. But when you're starting something fresh, we have a principle I say all the time. The chassidish avort kol ascholus koshes. Das Cholle darf sein stark. Kedusha Rishayin is Kedusha Rishayit of Kedusha Rishayit. Kaddish li kol Bechor. The Bechor, the beginning, has to be stark. So when you start something, Kemaisa Yaduah, when the previous Belzerovskos Yogan Leinu told the Bar Mitzvah boy at the Bar Mitzvah to drink the entire cup. When you're starting something, you're on the Cholle of a Derech, you don't rely on Kulis and Andreis and Maisis. It has to be Lechatchila, Sheb Lechatchila, Bekdusha V'tara without any compromise. When there was bo pritzim vaychalalu, and you had to make a chanukas beis hamigdash from the start, here we don't employ rules of tumahut rabbitzibur, all kinds of dechuyim and dechukim and compromise, whatever. Here it had to be lechatchil l'shem lechatchil. Therefore, the Eibishter gave us the miracle of what? The miracle of the nes of the Shem. Famous rachay. Oibazoi says the Satmarov, put it logic. The mitzvah harishoyna that you perform in a Jewish child is the mitzvah of mil. When Gedoyla Mila, as the Zohar HaKadosh says, that is the moment of the Ascholah of the Nefesh HaLikis into the child. So avad de mila has to be with givaldia kedusha. And therefore, although you could say ba'almo, there's a principle I say de chaloisa say, there's a loisa say, and it's negative, and it's a pagam, and it's not perfect, and it's not lachatchila. But the rule is, da'asei, the value of whatever. Over, I would have a havamina, I say the chalos, they shouldn't apply mila b'tzaras, because this is a beginning. A beginning has to be lechatchil. Therefore, we need the pasuk, yimol besara lo soy, hello, that even mila b'baheres, it's doicha. So it's a beautiful word. The fiza adds the satmarava, also a meridika word. Now I understand the medrash tamur we discussed last week, a thousand doifanamis, where the medrash says, after the death of Nadav Aviyu, Pasuk says, Aaron's response, Vayidim Aaron. Says the Medrash, Pliya, Mahavale Loimer. He was silent. Is it right that he could have tied it back to the Abishter? He was Makabalus Adin Ba'avu. But what could he have he said? And nevertheless, Vayidim Aaron. What he should have said is, Vayidim Ashmini, Yimel, Besar, Olos. What's Pshat? So, says the Samarab, beautiful Mahavach in this. Lefi the word, right? The Balei Tosfos Al HaTorah asked the Avi Yishayla. The Gemara says in Yuma Chazal say Af Al Pi Sheish Yered Min Hashemayim. Aber there's a mitzvah lahavi. But that's a possible, right? The Nosnu Bnei Aaron Hakoyin Eish Al Gaal Mizbeach. So what did Nodav Aviyu sin? So his father, the Berach Moshe, answers Poshut. Einach Hanamid is usually every day of the year that the mitzvah lahavi min ahedi. But here is the Chanukah San Mishkan. It's the greatest day since creation of heaven and earth. You're starting something, you're making the Chanukah San Mishkan. Here we don't want Meiser Bos of Adotim Uriv. It has a Maimed Umatzav, as a Kedusha. It has to be a Kedusha Roma Venizgova. Here the Chiddush was we only wanted an Eish Ben Shammai. And therefore they were playing. It wasn't the Ratzon Hashem. They should bring at this juncture Min Ahedit, and therefore they died. What was Aaron's response? Vayidim Aaron. What could Aaron have answered? You see that from this pasuk we learn that afilu b'vaheres, even if there's a loisa say, there's a negativity connected to it. Nevertheless, we say that what? Even in the aschol of the tinuk, in his chinuch, you're allowed to do it. So then why did my son have to, why did my son's daughter of you have to die? V'hakol kafta v'vaher. Beautiful. Elamai, I thought to myself, and I saw this word. Oy bazay de kashes de chleidakis, to play a bit of intellectual ping pong, right? So oy bazay kumt ois, that the limud from uviyoyim hashmini yimol basar alos, even in the haskol of the meal of the tinuk, right? Even though there's a loisei baheres, there's a negativity involved, for that's when you say the asay is doicha loisei. And you don't say the svar of kol haskol has to be 100% pure and pristine. Hello? I'm left with a contradiction. Right? How does this stim with the Pnei Yeshua, with the Chesofer, with the answer of we needed a Neschan, that goes, Chesachol has to be 100% pure without any negativity, any compromise? Unochmer, at the end of the day, we sing Nebuchadnezzar, Lufan, Hatzur Tama Polay, Kildrach, Mishpat, Kelamunavain, Ovel Tatav Yosher. The end of the day, the Abishter did take away Nodav of you. Despite what Aaron Vayidim Aaron, what he could have taken. Hagufa Kasha, why don't they learn? They can learn from this week's Pasha, the Yimel Basara Losa, even if it's imperfect and incomplete, from this. So I was, at the end of the day, Nodav of you were wrong. Hello? Despite their greatness, on some level. Hello? So I'm really mixed up. So to answer this Kasha, I thought you could answer, I'm just doing this as an key to get into the zuyu. Another famous kasha, the Gemara says in the Dorim Daflamet Aleph Gedoyl Amila. What is Gedoyl Amila? That's Doiches Hashabbos. Uvayoyim Hashmini Im Shabbos. You, your mom. Omar Ab Nechemya Gedoyl Amila, because Mila is Doiches Negoyim. Negoyim Mila Bevaheres. So the Masho Al-Asar asked the obvious glaring $64,000 clothes kasha, right? If Mila, G'dayla Mila, that is Doicha Shabbos HaChamura, which is Isra Skila, so what's the Rebusa, what's the Gadlus, that is Doicha Negoim? Obviously Negoim, the Isra of Ishomer B'nega Tzaras, is Kal Lagabe, the Isra Chamura of Shabbos. So what is Rabbi Nechemiah adding that Kedei Lamila, that is Deichan Neguim, over the previous statement that Kedei Lamila, I see that Mila is Deichan Shabbos. Okay. So to understand all of the above, let's put that in the back of your brain cells. Let's try to understand Poshut, what's going on, we're in the Sefira Sa'imer, in the month of Iyar. And I already explained this year, previous years, Barichus, the Nekuda was, the whole Leil HaSeder really comes as a tikkun for the Chet Eitz Hadas, the Chet of Adam HaRishon. I'm not going through the whole business again. That's bottom line. And as the Imre Noyim says in this week's Parsha, famously, the Nochash Bo Al Chavo Vehitel Bazuamo, he brought this spiritual pollution into the human psyche, into mankind. And through that, the Nochash became Mitzuyah, whatever that means, right? And therefore, who is the Nochash's Gilgal? Who is his henchman? Who took over his position as whatever? Pari. And what happened to Pari? Vayomos, Chazal say he became a Mitzuyah. And therefore, Golus Mitzrayim, which came as the tikkun of Chet Eitz Hadas, the Ebreisher told Avram, how long is it for? Arba Meyeshon. Of course, 400 is Gimachia Mitzrayim. In other words, as all the Svarim will discuss, the Al Shikhan, the Sweet Parsha, the Shaloh HaKodesh, the Namely Melech, the Sfas Emes, you name it, right? All explain that the Shoyrish, the Iker of Tzaras, Mitzoyer actually scramble the letters, you get the word Eitzmar, the bitter tree which brought death and Yolola and Klola into the world. Therefore, says the Imre Noyim, I'm just throwing out some gematrias to keep your brain cells, you shouldn't have, I'm not dealing with gematrias so much today, but I don't want you to have withdrawal symptoms. Therefore, says the Imre Noyim, when the Yidin were liberated from Egypt, the Eibishter gave us two mitzvahs, b'damayachayi, to go out, which is what? Dam Mila and Dam Pesach. Pesach plus Bris is Gimatria Tzoras. Work it out, right? Obervos. A Mitzayra, just, okay, you're Torah and go free, take it to get out of jail, free card and go back to whatever. You need 7 days of Hezger. So although going out of Mitzrayim is like a declaration that you're free from Tzoras, but Keneged, the 7 days of Mitzayra is, we have 7 weeks called Sfira Soimer. To prepare. And because the Golus Mitzrayim, when you were given everything, as we said many times, on a silver platter, you haven't really heard of it that much for it. Is all the Ha'oris, these Eirus, all the Madregas, the Pesach taken away, and now start on a long circuit, this route, Mimata Lamaila, to Mavire yourselves, Adir Sfiras Ha'omer. Right? To be able to be Zuich. And ultimately, you come to the 50th day or the 51st day, and Tzoras, Sadik, Reish, Ayin, Tov, scramble the letters, you get the Yontif known to us as Atzeres. Shavuos is the ultimate, hello? Shavuos is the beer when Tzoras is this happen. Just like the famous Briskunas Olam, Lehofach HaNega Es Einoi, there's nothing higher, greater, more delightful than Oinig, says the Sefer Yetzirah. There's nothing worse than Nega. And the purpose is that you turn over the Nega back into Oinig. And then when Tzaras is turned into Atzeres, which is Gematria 760, that's like the ultimate. 760 is Gematria Kanfei Neshorim. 760 is It's Gematria Keser Chochma Bina. It's Gematria also of Zitche Yisrael. It's Gematria V'Shov Lachuz also. It's Gematria Eliyahu Malach Abris, which I'll leave it for yourselves to work out all the connections, all these things. Okay, fine. Kuntuis. What does this mean? But how do we understand this? Explains the Shaloh HaKodesh that when Adam HaRishon was in Gan Eden, living a utopian, delightful existence, Molei Kedusha, right? His guf, as I've said this countless times, was Bevchinas Kusnus Or with an Alf. As in the Sefer Torah of Rabbi Meir, Ruach HaPeinu Mashiach Hashem, where it says Meir, right? Lichtig, it was said Kusnus Or with an Alf, right? He was poshut nizdachich, and the guf was not a barrier, was not a mechitza, a chatitza. The guf was mayor, just an extension of his neshama. What happened? And the Chazal say, the Medrash says, Yikarabba, tapuach akevei shel Adam HaRishon, the apple in the heel of Adam HaRishon's heel, the Ekev, the lowest desensitized part of him, was Mecha Galgul Cham, Mekal V'choyim V'achat Cham V'kam V'kreis Terponov, how much more so his face. It's a Shechina shined of him, every part of him. Whereas the Zohar puts it, Adam Arishin Gehava begins to the Eidam Meslavish B'levushik Gavna Leil. He was enclosed in garments, like it is in heaven, Iyu Levusha D'Nahira Ilo, a levush of supernal cosmic luminosity, radiance, light, right? Yeah? Then he sinned, and he had to wear kusnos oir with an eye. The Vinara points out, it's not umzist that the word oir, which means skin covering, is the same letters, ayin vovresh, as iver, blind. Man became blind to the matmi. This we're in Sfiras Omer, matminius, mem tes minim, yeah? Man became blind to the neshama, which is a chelik olakam imal mamish, indestructible, incorruptible. It was now concealed, covered over. You don't feel it, you don't, right? And therefore, not only the man is blind to himself, and descend like to the neshama, he is blind to the hand of the Rabbeinu Shalom in Teva. And therefore, as the Vinara points out beautifully, it's a hoya ba'ir b'sorei l'negatzorah, l'nega lamid nun gimel ayin is rashitavis oisel nefloyis gedoilis levad. There's an Eibishter. Al v'nisecha shebechol yoy mimonav al v'nisecha, etc., etc. Obis levadoi. Ein balanes makir v'nisoi. We think that we're swallowed up, we're drowned in this thing called teva. When this is shot, by the way, just parenthetically, the famous Medrash, everyone, all Meforshim, between the Parshah, go to town on, Chazal say, when Kal Yisrael heard Parshah, the Goyim this year, they went out of their mind, they, Moshe said, Zozich nish, Veit nish, Klok nish, don't get all hot and bothered, don't worry, Eilu l'umas ha'olam, ava atem, lecha v'lishtu yislesmech. You yidn, eat, drink, and be merry, they're only for good. And it says in Pasuk, Rabbi Machoivim l'rosha, v'abeteyach pashef, what in the world? The goyim, there's no tumas the goyim by an akum. They can have the goyim as an illness, perhaps paroi, namon, whatever, but not as a, what's going on here? So pshat is, you have to understand what's tutsuk. I'm just saying this parenthetically. Where is the nega ba'ir b'sori? That means a yid be'etzem has a neshama. A yid is holy. We can't explain the godless of your matonim. That's what we say. Nervous. When yidin were on a very, very high, lofty spiritual level, Adam ki yeh ba'er b'sori v'hoyo. So the Asher Adam is the shem ha'mayla. Adam le'elyon. The Gemara says nivam mitamayna. Adam is the highest of the four names. Adam ish enish gev. Who has this saras? Adam. Ki yeh v'hoyo ba'er b'sori v'ein v'hoyo loshin simchu. The simchu you got in the go, and you got saras. The miserable matzah, bodad yeshiv. What's the great simcha? And why is it the al shechadim? We don't have tzaratum of tzaras b'zman hazeh. L'chura much worse. You never heard anyone talk lashon hara in your shul, in your mikveh, whatever. Hello? Yeah? The pshat is when a person be'etzem is holy. Right? And epis, it went wrong somewhere. The Eibishter who loves Kal Yisrael, l'sheichin shechinosam b'soicham, and the Ziv Hashchina shined the Vayit. And Epis that becomes, he becomes a Mitzoyra Sosum. That Kedusha that he really has becomes Fragliverd. I don't know, like, it doesn't, the Oyer covers over, and as a simen to Me'oyer of the Yid Tetshuva, V'shov V'rofaloi, the Eber sends Saras. And therefore, Saras Abatim only applies where? Dafkin Eret Yisrael, as Ramban says. In a place where Eini Hashem Likecho Bamerez Saras, here you can have Saras Abatim. And Faker, Saras Abatim, the Sfas Emma says, Madach the Pasuk says, Nechabakuk, Evan Mikir Tizak. That even the Gemara says, the Avnei Beis, the wall, the stones on your wall are made who you are. L'ra, that you get this, Alachas kamruba be the toivo, right? This fakir shows that everything that happens to a yid is gevaldig hashkocha, and the Eibishter dwells amongst us v'chul v'chul. Therefore, Negoyim says the Chumsofer only apply to a person as a heiliger mensch, Odom ki, right? And it's a simcha, it shows you the tighter kind of a yid by the Eibishter. The Eibishter is giving him a shake and stir to wake him up, right? And therefore, the Sefer says that's that the person comes to the Kohen, kinnega nir, kinnega, negerly rice. The Goyim only apply, actually, right? The holy people, the person says, hey, I got a nega tzaras on my living room wall. It's about Gaiva, who do you think you are? You're a heiliger mensch? So, anova, you say kinnega nir. Let the Kohen figure it out. Right? Therefore, the pshat here is, right, that we're trying to go back, that the teraz comes when the neshama, which is holy, which remains holy, is not totally, doesn't express itself, and there's some kind of barrier, some kind of chatzitza, mitzad the ur of Adam HaRishon, right? And the fees that the Chum Sofer brings from his Rebbe, Reb Nosson Adler, it says, Ba'ur Bisaray. Bisaray is gematria of 508. What's 508? It's Reish Lamed Beis plus ur. Now, what's Reish Lamed Beis? I've discussed this countless times. Yehiyar. Habrocha. Reish Lamed Beis is the four Milui Shem Avaya. 45, 52, 63, and 72 is Reish Lamed Beis. Rachman Aliba Boy. Hello, we discussed this a billion times. Hello? When you have the oyer within the person, the lichtikai, the tayerkeit, the elikus within the person, and then it doesn't go through, there's a tanega somewhere in the oyer, then you have the problem of ipsori. Initially, a person has the Reish Lamed Beis, which is Habrocha. When Adam HaRishon sinned, the Brocha, the Habrocha, Reish Lamed Beis, was the Hapech to Klala, right? The Eden, right? With the Oineg, which is Oineg stands for Eden Nohar Gan, turned into Nega. And he had to put on the Kusnos Oyer with an Ayin. Oyer, what's the difference between an Ayin and an Aleph? Ayin is 70, Aleph is 1. What's the difference? 69. Chayim, Imakoyul is Gimashria 69. Because the whole Chayim, the life, the job, the role, the tachlis of a Chayim of a Yisraeli is to be Mahapich from the Oyer with an Ayin to the Oyer with an Aleph. Or as Ramot Chazilber, as Al-Gazunzain puts it very beautifully, every Yid Be'etzem, where we discussed many, many times, the Al-Shif, the Fasemis, Yidin before the Chet Ha'egel, when it was post-Gazuam also, and they went back to the Madreg of Adam Rishon, Koyim HaChet, and Yamartel, Yikimartem, Uvne Elyon Kulchem, right? Yidin were Bechinas Luchas. Haluchas, Amichtav, Michtav Alikim, the Luchas were, it was all holy. What were the luchas made of? Hello? Sapphire. Very good, yeah. Sapphire. Yeah? In other words, the luchas themselves were lichtig, were luminous, were radiant, were what's the word in English? Transparent. You saw through it. Even though it's bivchinas doimim, offer, but it's lichtige offer. That was the matziv of the guf of Kal Yisrael. Right, standing at Har Sinai when Pascha Zuamos, the Nomis. What are we involved? What is the period of this between bridge, the Cholamoyed period between Pesach and Shavuos? Sfirim. Again, to make licht, to get rid of the when there's tumu, when there's spiritual illness, that's the dirt, the schmutz that covers over the lichtigkeit of the. That's probably Adam HaRishon when he sinned. What did the Eibusha tell him? Ki offer ato, he'll offer toshuv. The Eberster wants to bump him off. All he could have said is, you'll die. Well, offer toshuv. Why the beginning of the pasuk, ki offerato? Because man is a composite of either a neshama or is a goof. You could be either Adam miloshen adam le elyon or Adam miloshen min hadom. And the choice is within us, which is misgaber. Is the neshama misgaber and the goof? And the goof is used as a vehicle that the neshama should be able to express itself through mitzvah maisius. Or you schlep your neshama with you in all the shvatzior, right? So the Eber said, "Adam, before I could kill you, before man becomes mortal, ki offer ato, you've chosen that your mahuls, your etzem becomes offer, the lichten dreir and tinnif and all this rubbish, right? Therefore, you're not a nitzchi, and therefore vel offer toshuv, because you've connected yourself to the nochosh. What do we know about the nochosh?" What is the food of the nochosh? Offer. Nochosh, offer lachma, he says the Pasuk. Offer teichu kol yimei chayecha. And Chazal say, the Gemara says in Yevamos, ein principle, axiom, ein odom dor im nochosh b'kvifachas. The neshama can't dwell, b'yachad, we'll soon discuss it, the alshich, together with the nochosh. You can't, when a person is following the Atzas HaNochsh, and the Beloshim of the Gemara in Shabbos, Afiyud, he's Maniyah Chayei Oilam and Oisik Bechayei Shoh, right? Then you're immortal. Then you have the Gzeira of Bezei Asapecha Toichol Lechem, right? Ober Bahar Sinai, when Poskozu Amosam, and the letters were Chorus, Al Tikra Chorus, Al Cheirus, Al Aluchas, Kim Cheirus Meitzara, Cheirus Imalachamoves. The letters Nochash were scrambled, and it became the word Choshen, of which there are 12 luminous, radiant, right? And that's why Saphir is Gimatria Efer. Take something Doimim, and you mahapich it, and it also becomes Licht. And this is also Pshat. Chazal say, the Gemara says in Baba Basra, Shufrid Yankov Avinu, Main Shufrid Adam Rishon. The countenance, the radiance of Yankov was like Adam Rishon. Why? Because Chazal say in Tainus that Yankov Avinu loymes. Yankov Avinu is the tikkun of Chet Eitz Hadas, and that is the idea of Yankov to bring kedusha. Not mitzad neshami rei holy, mitzad kedushenu kedush Yankov is to bring kedusha even in the guf. That the luchas, which every year is bechina shtikel luchas, a chefta from luchas, and it became from schmutzik with blot and all whatever. So it says in Ramat Chazal Bar Moiridik word, beautiful word. What does Yankov Avinu got to do with the luchas? Let me ask you a simple question. You're a mathematician. Okay. Rabbi Stern, you're my accountant, my mathematician. Yeah. How many dibris are there in the Asaras HaDibris? 10. Not even I knew that. And how many words are there in the Asaras HaDibris? 6 and 6. Hello? There's no gear soys. I go to Sabach on the Asaras HaDibris. I'm sorry. There's 172 words in Aseret Dibros. Give me about 8 gift. Every school child knows. And how many letters are there in Aseret Dibros? Keser. I said this out. 613 Mr. Dice and 7 Mr. Hello? Yankov is called Yud Akev. Yud is 10. Can I get Aseret Dibros? Akev, 172. Can I get the letters, the words of Aseret Dibros? Now, Yankov Avinu actually had 4 wives, if you remember in Parshas Vayitzik. You may have learned it as a child. Yeah, you remember that?
Yeah.
And Ishtu is Keguf, an extension. Hello? Therefore, the names of his wife is Leah, Rachel, Bilhah, Zilpah, which is Gematria 438, which is Gematria Luchas. Now, if anyone's mathematical, if you take Yankov, 182. Once, hold yours. If you take Yankov, 182, and you add it to 438, what do I got? 620. So Yankov is Yud, Seres Dibris. Akev, the number of words that Seres Dibris. And how many letters? 620, which is Yankov in the Gematria of his wives. If anyone tells me Torah is not Minas Shamayim, he's a retard. He's a machine. It can't be designed. Whatever. Okay, anyway. What's the idea of Yankov? That Yud, which is Chochma, the race of a person, goes down and permeates and elevates and subliminates even the Akev, the lowest part of the person. Which is, by the way, Derech Agav, the Mashgiach writes, the Chipper Olav Akoyim Vitaher is Gimachia Yankov Avinu Limes. There's a blockage, it doesn't flow, right? Yankov Avinu Limes. Now, what is this connected to ear? How does it get to ear? Everyone, every school child knows the Rama Paskins and Evan Ezer, that the big shayla could you write a get? If you're planning to divorce your wife, wait a month. In a get, the very shayla, how do you write ear? 2 years or 1 year? The Rama Paskins and Evan Ezer, in Simon Kuchavav, we Paskin be ikara, the machloikis, there are those who are nimna, don't write a get in chayish ear, right? The ikar din is you write with 2 yudin, right? And otherwise, it's possible, if not, whatever, right? Okay, but says the Beis Shmuel al Asar that ear, the way we normally spell it, Aleph Yud Yud Reish, is Nutrikun Avram Yitzchok Yankov Roch, and Rabbi Kiva Eger is Metzayin. Those are the 4 Ragli Hamarkava, whatever that means. Rabbi Kiva Eger was a great Mekubla. It's another Shmuel for another time, right? Yes, I'm going to ask you to Derech Agav. What is the Seifei Tevis? Avram ends with which letter? Mem. Yitzchak, Kuf. Yankov, Beis. Rachel, Lamed. What do I got? Mekabel. The Iker of the Avoida of Ear The Eibishter gave you gewaltige oiris everywhere, every yid sat at the Seder, and you felt trrr. And it's taken away, because you haven't worked on it. It's not. It doesn't come in mat. Anything which comes in maila lamata, not imata lamaila, doesn't come in rizal asata. It's here today, gone tomorrow. And the avoida of ear is the avoida to be makabel, to get back those oiris, that kedusha, that ava, that ishtoikos, that we had on Pesach. And therefore, Lahoyer, just parenthetically, Avram, Yitzhak, Yankov, Rachel, is Gimatria Visafartim Lachem, which is Gimatria Kedoshim Tiyu Emakoil, which is Gimatria Tzafun, with a Mantapach Nun. That means that which is Tzafun, the Matmoinius. If there's Matmoinius in the walls of your house, right? There's certainly Matmoinius, there's gold, silver, there's precious gems within ourselves, Tzafun, which is also Gimatria Yosef, with a long Tzadik, final Tzadik. Because that is Kedusha of Yosef, Kedusha of Pris, etc., etc., etc. As Chazal say, Ke'odom is Mekadosh, is Atma Milmata, Mekachin, Yosef, Milmailo, Mekachinu, Bekdusha of Israel, etc., etc. Okay, fine. Therefore, when was the war against Amalek? In which month? Here. Because Amalek is the one who's Mafra between Shemayim and Va'oretz. Therefore, it's Tibcha Tachas HaShemayim. Because the whole idea of to serve the Eibishter, Behold, Rachecha, the Eyu with earth, that is the Hepech of Esav, the Hepech of Amalek, as we said many times. Therefore, you may have noticed that this week, what Mida are we in Sfiras Oymer? It's always the beginning of Chodesh Iyar. Tiferes. What is Tiferes? What is Tiferes? Beauty, adjustment, proportion, symmetry, balance. You have an Avodah of Avram, bringing godliness down, irrigating. Yitzchak, Gvura, Eish, fire, up. To connect the two, to come to beauty, which is the symmetry, this harmony, this balance, right? Which is emes, something which is long-lasting, is that here today, gone tomorrow? That's the avoid, as we've discussed many times of Tiferes. What is Tiferes? It's the famous vort the Barditcheva brings, B'Shem the Magid. In those of David Nusuf Sfard will know it from Pasach Elio. Tiferes Gufa. Says the Holy Magid, where does the Yisrael call a Yisrael Asher Becho Espor? Masa Yodei L'Espor. What is the Tiferes? This week's Pirkei Avos, actually. Pirkei Bay is the beginning. You don't got to go very far. Eze Derech Shevelot Kol Shet Tiferes Loisel V'Tiferes Loi. Says the Magid, where does the Eibishter get Nachas? Not because he has an angel flying around somewhere and Atzilus singing, whatever. Daf, you have an Odom. Minha Dom, with all taivus and all nisyonis and all whatever. And from deswegen, he breaks himself from the Shabbos, his taivus and his rutsoinis, to do the rutsoinis shal mokim. That's what the Eibishter has the greatest nachas from. Kimoshal Abar Ditchever, in Kedushas Levi, a king brought a parakeet. You don't have parakeet in this country? What is it called? A talking bird. What's it called in this country? Parrot, whatever. Talks bird, you know? And he pays a fortune of my own to geld to get a parrot. Right? Yeah. Rich people have maybe more dollars than cents to buy these crazy shit. Right? What is the maila of a talking bird? I have people all around me who don't stop talking. I got answer. Right? It's a parrot, I gotta pay thousands, I got a parrot. Because the person that talks, that's the Tishakab, the 10th day snowball. A bird that talks, oh, but that's Gettysburg address, I got answer, drosh, that's a chidush. The chiddush, the tiferes of the Eibishter, why Klal Yisrael, Tfilin, the Gemara says in Tainus, is called Pe'er, Pe'er Chachov Shalecho. What did it say in the Tfilin of the Eibishter, Mika Amcha Yisrael, Goy Echod, Ba'oreth, in Gashmi's, you're in Avel, with all the Taivis and all the whatever. And for deswegen, that's at the Sfasem, the end of the parish, the parish says, Vizartem et Bnei Yisrael, Mitu Mosul. Says the Sfasem, says the Emily Mel, says the Zerakoj, the Rapshitzer. What is the crown of Kal Yisrael that after there's tumah and nevertheless you overcome, like the famous Fas Emes and Parshas Mishpatim brings from the Kotzker of Anche Kodesh Tiyunli Heilig Menshlich Heilig. So the Velt, the Fas Emes explains, wrongly interprets the Kotzker. If you know anything about the Kotzker, he could not have possibly meant, right, what the Velt thinks. Anche Kodesh Menshlich Heiligkeit means, like, you know, Shabbos you wear a bekish and whatever, and Sunday you go play tennis, and hey, it's a gotten so light. I support Krechnov and I support Manchester United, and I have various wide-ranging interests. I don't know, people today are all mixed up. Hello? That's not what the Kotzker, you could be sure, the start of meant Anshe Kodesh Heilige Mentor. It meant, he didn't mean to be a Pesach HaShem Yasif. He meant that when does the ikir test of kedusha dafka when it comes to the menschlichkeit part into the. And it says Emes right somewhere else. The whole purpose of being a Jew, the pasuk says, "Atem Eida." You're an aid. You're to give edus on Malchus Shamayim. There's a din by edus. Edus she'iata yochel azimoi is not valid edus. So if the sitra acher, the satan, the samachmem can't say imanu ha'yisem amokim ployni, then it's not an edus. Dafkan aid by a person. The things I understand, like I said, the Berach Moshe, the Satmar Rebbe says, also a Meiri Gevor, I'm saying a famous message, everyone calls him Lucy Parsha. Everyone, I have no time to elaborate, everyone knows the famous story, Maisa Baruchel Echor, who was hanging around the gilus of Tzipayri, and he was Machris Manboy Chai, who wants the potion of life? Rav Yana, here to cut a long story short, Rav Yana was sitting at his tzakl, and he said, Tzak, come here, I want to speak to you. He says, the Lashon is, to read the Lashon, you don't need me, not people like you. You don't need me. It's totally irrelevant. It's redundant. You don't need my. He says, Afal Pikain, if you come, and he takes that as for Tillim. He says, Mio Isha Chavetz Chaim. Nitzol Lashon Chamiro. Where do I care? I'm sorry for asking. If he was in his palace, if it might not mean that he was in the Traklin, in his Heichel, right? Bishasi called over the Reichel to give him this lesson. And Rav Yane said, this is what Shlomo Melech says in Mishle, Shomer Pivul Shomer, Shomer Mitzvot Nef. So the Satmar Ruvi is a Meridik of Pshat. Everyone knows the Alshach. I've discussed this countless times in the Parashat Kukuisai. The Pasuk says, V'nasati Mishkoni B'soy, Remveli Sigal Nafiyas. So obviously the glaring $64,000 cloth kasha is, if V'nasati Mishkoni B'soychem, the Eberstu will dwell in you, in your heart, in your house, in your whatever. So I need a rebusa, the signal. The image won't be moyus, you won't be an abomination, repugnant. Hello? You're reaching a much higher level, the signal. Says the Alshach HaKadosh. The goof is goof. Goof will fresh, goof will puffing, goof will parking, whatever, right? The neshama, the chelik al kamimal. The rule is, the axiom is, everything naturally has a inbuilt desire to go back to his church. Without the kuzi, that's why he chuckles when he dies. Because he wants the neshama, which is fire, wants to go back to where it came from. So why in the world does the neshama want to stay down in this nagufa okur, in this world full of sheker and whatever? The neshama wants to leave. Nervos. When the neshama sees that the Abish, the Melech, Malchi, and Lachabak, and Shbaruchu, Vinasati Mishkani B'Seicham, he dwells in me, in my house, in my living room, in my bedroom, in my boardroom, wherever, then V'Lei Sigal Nafshi Eschem, then the Nefesh says, oh, I'm also staying here. And that's Pshat, Pichos Friedman says, in the Shmuz, has the end of Tillim, don't forget, David HaMelech is the Tikkun of Adam HaRishon, who brought death into the world, Kol Hanir Kupitl Kufnun, Kol HaNeshama, Halakha. What's going on here? Every neshima, the neshama is going up and the neshama is going down, like a yo-yo. Up, up, up. Right? The neshama has to be mahalal ka. Why ka? Because the Gemara says, Olam Haba was created with the letter Yud. Olam Haza, K. And the Ebish is mafli lasos to connect both Ruchnias and Gashmi, Shemayim Va'orat, which is the neshama and Guf. As the Gemara says, on the Pasuk, Vikra, Shemayim Mi'al, Va'orat, Lodin, whatever. Yeah? So therefore, how do you keep the neshama without flying away? That you always connect the end to the beginning. So David HaMelech gave you the Eitzah. Asher Yisheleh Halach Batzas Roshoyim. U'bederech HaToyim Le'omer. U'meshaleshim Le'yosha. Which Chazal and Medrashoy HaToyim say that refers to Adam HaRishon, who never said, if only I wouldn't have listened to the Letz, the Zerosh, the Nochash HaKadmoni. It would have been great. And the Eitzah is Kiyim B'Seyrath HaShem Chavtay. It's by Hurving and Peyr, right? Good. That's okay. So the neshama does not want really to be there unless you convince him that he's going to stay here. Where will you find the Shekhinah? That's why, by the way, which place in planet Earth is most besugul fariches yamin? Eretz Yisrael. Because Eretz Yisrael is eini Hashem like the Shekhinah shayur in Eretz Yisrael. If in Eretz Yisrael yidin arzeich tariches yamin. Aber the Gemara says in Brachas that they told Rav Yochanan, you just learned it in Rav Yochanan, Ikasava Bebovel, how could it be, L'man Yirbu Yemechem, Al Adom, these are the people, they come early to Shul, they leave late from Shul, Hainu the Hanalu. Because what does it say about a Shul? Elikim Nitzav, once you're in the, you see the Gilu Shechina in this world, you could be even in Manchester. Right? When Afa became the Shechina is there, so the person is Zeicha through Arichas Yom. Right? Oybazoi, the Tivot. Where was Rav Yannai at this time when this Rachel comes on a bang in his truck? He's alone. Why was he alone? Because he's scared of people. You know why you ever go to beat people? I'm a fat, but they don't stop talking. And invariably, it leads to Lashon Hara. Is it much easier to sit bedidus in your traklin and hara? But is that the tachlis of life? No. How do I know? Because me, O Isha Chofetz Chaim. Right? Then, if you're sitting alone, there's no one to talk to. You can't talk to your mirror, you can't talk to the wall. People will lock you up, they'll send you to the funny farm, right? So, it's al-korcha, if you're, then you normally learn. You want chayim, is the charay, you have to be in a matzav where there's ra, right? Well, from deswegen, a person has to guard himself, the tzor l'shari mirror. Right? And that was the message of David HaMelech. David HaMelech, Yisrael chayim, the chayim, the tikkun. Okay, fine. Back to one more in the Kudu, just back to until we get to the other. The Gemara says in Sanhedrin, if I had Aleph, Parshas Nigi Batim, Lehoya, Velayi, Velasid Lias, why was it given? Drush Vekabel Schar. It's a rather strange thing, never totally impractical. It is actually impractical, but what is Drush Vekabel Schar? Who Asher Dibarnu? The Gemara says in Erchand after Zion, what does Nigi Batim come for? What Aveira? Gezel and Tzorus Ayin. The pasuk says gezel because your kindness, mama shein eshaloi, the kindness of a father gets rid of your house, and so as ayin it says ubo asher loy habay. It's talking very small. L'misha miyuchid by the house is for you, not for us. So the Pinchas Friedman says a meyuri zikavur. I thought that it's a great besura toiva. You have rechush and the gold and silver in your, and here you're saying it's what? It's for aveirus of gezela, right? Hello. And how I it's aveirus because you have to be a carbon afterwards. Nervous. There's a person who some desire says, why do you bring? What's the tahara? Bring two tipayrim? Why tipayrim? Rashi says, I'm a fat. Right? So why two? One, Tokoshner, Shechter. There's a famous maestro, Sheila Belzer, Tafresh Membez, was in a Yasifa Gedoyla to fight against the Mischachim and the Oikri Adas, whatever, here's the Das. And he gave Kol Chaytzalavas, Eish Drosh. And there was one of the Rabbonim, Gedoyla, Tzadikim, whatever, was Shrite. So he says, it's Eishlid. There's a time to speak and a time, right? Why the two tzipurim, said Rav Sheila Belzer, right? There's a time that a person is punished for saying what he shouldn't say. And then there's another time when a person is living like beditus in your own little ivory tower, your isolation. And you're not, and so the tzipur, which is nishchot, that is keneged, the tzipur, which you should have been speaking and you're not, and you're living in your splendid isolation, that's the kapara for the izachis. What is gezel? Yeah. What's gezel? Chazal say the Gemara says the head of the Sadkal of Koyan, my neya halochim be Talmud, ki lugoyt le minachlus ovis. Torah is by Rosh Gilas Yankov. And they say, Rachsid and Raisin Akdom, if the Avish there, you have a new insight in Torah, and you don't share it with other, not only you're not your goyzel from the Tzibur, you're goyzel from the Avish there who gave you the Chachma. And you're a Tzar Ayin. Right? Al tachsik toiva, don't keep Torah la'atzmach. He's a Chachma Tzar, you have to share with others. And that is the remes. This nigei batim. Why is it there? Droish v'kabel schar. Share with others, and you'll get that reward. In other words, l'sikum, the majority of word. The avoid of sfiras ha'omer of chodesh ir. Just to summarize, is the avoid of don't keep things. That which appears to us, b'chitzoni, is to be chutz. The pasuk says in Mishle, yafutzu ma'inazechal chutzah. The outside, whether it's in you, not just in the neshama, right? I once met a Jew, my friar fellow, said, Rabbi, I'm a good Jew in my heart. I said, so which I gave him the famous classic answer, such a great heart to be filled. You got to express itself. Love is not just an adjective, it's a verb. You got to do something with it. So that which you have in your neshama has to express itself in the goof. That which you are has to express itself to people, to the world. And that why last week we read about the chait of Nodav Aviyu, the Rotsi Velashuv, they didn't want to get married, they didn't want to deal with society, they were involved in Sayyidi Satorah. That's why next week we learn again Acharimah, and then about Kedoshim, Rashi's Kedoshim, Parshas Nemra, Bahakil. Like the famous Vort, the Marv Shamish brings, B'Shem the Rabbi Melech, Im Yisosar Ish B'Mistorim, you live in your Traklin, right? Vani Lo Yerenu Mashem, they just don't do with you. And this week we read about what? Tazriya Mitzayra, it's about Negoyim. But But the first, totally out of character, there's 8 psukim, connected birth, childbirth, which is connected, you're not going to be a genius to work out, the Shemayna Yarchele, the Shemayna Yimei Milu, 8 days of him. What is the idea of Milu? That Kedusha is not just kept for, Kedusha is kept with Chosim Bifsari Oispris Kodesh, that it has to affect even what? The Kli Yoker says, that's why in the parasha, before we get to the Goyim, the Tikkun is what? Milu. Everywhere we have a Muktam and a Me'ucher, the Muktam is Doicha the Me'ucher. By Yaakov, first comes Shir Shabbos, then comes Mishkan to teach you that Mishkan, Lechaz HaMishkan, is not Doicha Shabbos. Here, before we could deal with the Tevish's Maktim, Refuah, and Makkah, before we deal with the Refuah, this warning sign of Negoim, we first give you the mitzvah of what? Mil. That's why the Avram Shor brings from the Remendel Shlover, Ois Pris Kodesh is Gimachi as a Torah, Azois, the prerequisite for Torah, which is Gimachi Ruach HaKodesh, and Loshen HaKodesh, which is also Dibur, yeah? Which is Gimachi is Hal Hamas Hal Haskov Yadoya, the Tiru Shemavaya of Chodesh Ir. It's all connected. Oimer is Gimachi Tohar Mitome. Something where the Hechetimtsa of Tome, Ufa Desvegen Yitzuch, right? And it becomes, therefore, whatever, okay. Now I understand there's a Meiridich of Sefer in Parshas Lech Lecha. When Adam exchanged for the Chet Eitz Hadaas, the Kusnas are with an Aleph to the Kusnas are with an Ayin. Hello? Yeah? Which the Zohar HaKadosh says is Mishcha Dechivya, from the leather of the snake, the Nochash HaKadmoini, right? Which is the reason why the Zohar says in this week's Parsha in Ramahamna, that the Minig Yisrael is that when you take the Orla, what do? You're toiming it b'choil, in the offer. One of the reasons we wear shoes, to separate us from the cursed earth, whatever. So says in Sefer, when a child is born, I can't have a big family. I don't remember any child who was born with kusnas or of an ayin. Because you're born post the chayt et sadas. Children are born without any clothes. How do you like that for a chidsh? It is. Right? Says the Holy Sefer, there's one shtickle of the kusnas or with an ayin, the mishra dechivya, which remains in the body, and that's the orla. And that orla, as it means literally the orla, it's soysam, it conceals that the oir of the kedusha of a yid cannot spread further. So what did the Eibishter do? The orla is like al derech, one big tzaras. The Eibish says, hakar up, right? Which is for, whatever, it's connected to the dollar clip, it's like a whole geshef, right? Not income, okay. Kumt uis, when, going back to what the Satmar of this Gedela Mila, the Mila is the Shabbos, okay. The Nechemia, Mila Shem Nechomo, says the Mashiach, that not only is Mila the Shabbos, it's the Negoim. This is, I have to explain, because in London, there's a whole tumult on this, but in Kamakimi, sometimes you have a say, the Lois to say. They have nothing to do with each other. Asay versus Lois to say. Arbisum van, kashas to borscht, whatever, I gotta do it, right? Sadin, betzitzis, sadin gotta do it, klein gotta do it, it just happened to be that in this file they got together. Milo and Nagoyim is not just, it's the polar opposite. Says the Chum Sofer, when a yid is mal himself, right? That is the tikkun for Nagoyim. When you mal yourself, a chosim b'vsar oispris kodesh. What is the oispris kodesh? What is the shame connected meal? I've discussed this many times. Shindal, what do you know about shindal? You the gemara chigud afyud beis. The Eber said, "Ani kel shakai, aniu she'omar loylomai dai." As the who says it to me? But go. What is far enough? Tidin meal Hashem says, "The yetzer." How do you spell yetzer? B'milui yud vav dalid tzadi yud reish yud shin. What are the last letters of the yetzer? Shindal Yud. It can't be mispashed. Shindal Yud is the name of Abraham. Once you have that the tumah, the orla, the whatever has it is cut off, right? That is not, that does gufa assures that a yid won't come to Negoyim. Hello? So going back to what the question I asked before, initially. When you start something, you have to start Pekdusha V'Tara without any compromises, what we learn from the Chanukah, right? Aye, but by Mila, I see you, right? And you're starting off, even in Asay Dechalis, you don't say, wait till to get rid of the Negoim, the Beharis, and then you'll... Because das gufa, that you mouth the child and you cut, and nishanos. The whole Easter of Hishomer b'negah saras is that Musar Hashem b'niyal demos, don't be al takitz b'techachate. The Eve is giving you techach, he's warning you, wake up. Don't get rid of the wake up sign. Saddam Hussein, once he heard on television, there was a weather forecast. He wasn't happy with the meteorologist. He didn't like the weather. He had him shot. There are those people who shoot the prophet. They shoot the weather forecaster. Right? They don't like the... Don't cut off the orlo, the Baharis, because you need that as a sign to wake you up from your slumber. Hello? But when you're having Mila, it will ensure that you don't need having the Goyim Baharis. And therefore, one can understand what the Rebbe is talking about. Let me leave you with one story. I just heard the story. I made a very big impression on me. Ma'i says, Ayid has Baharis. Ayid has Indrerd. So you could throw up your hands. Forget. I just saw a story. What a friend of mine told us. 2 years ago, I think it was, there was in Eretz Yisrael, on Rehov, in Eretz Shlaim, Rehov Strauch, there's a Chutzlar, the Gaminion for Simchas Torah. In Eretz Yisrael is the Chol. They have a Chutzlar, the Gaminion. They were dancing, and Lebedik people were hazering. They were all the joyous. Except one shtickle problem. They were dancing with the Sefer Torah, and two people accidentally collided, and their elbows, whatever, and the guy found himself on the floor with the Sefer Torah. His Gavorin and Simchas Torah turned into a tissue, everyone was in dread. There was a Gabbard there, there was a Rav there, and he passed him, whatever. There was a from Erlecha, whatever. He says, you know what, instead of living here in Avela, this is, we're going to Dafka beguile the Sefer Torah, and that Sefer Torah that fell, we're going to start from the beginning, for custom brachos. Exactly what he had to wait, because it was like, we go all the way to the beginning. And they call up the Chazan, Bereishis, Bereishis Boruch. That's what I call it. They were missing the letters, of the words Bereishis Boruch. How could it be? Isbar Milso. So the Rav, they were from Antwerp. And the Var, what happened? A rich guy, a philanthropist, just donated the Sefer Torah. And they started in the middle of the year. And for 6 months, they've been reading in the Sefer Torah. They come down to the Sabrocha. And this Gabbai had this Rayon to go back to Bereish. You fell, start again. And he called up the donor who had donated the Sefer Torah, and suddenly the penny dropped. He reminded himself, the Sefer, when he made the thing, most people have a meaning at the end letters, they fill in by the Sefer Torah for dignitaries, for tzaddikim, whatever. There's other meaning, people also, the first starting letters, they leave the first two words blank. And that was the Sefer's meaning. When it came the poil, the Sefer Torah, the guy was so dog and his whatever, right? He forgot. Kum tois the Sefer Torah. Never had Kedusha Sefer Torah. Kum tois. A chumash fell. But someone said, if not for this Gabbai, had the feel that even after you fall, you start again, Bereishis Bora, this guy would, for 6 months, would have been sitting there tearing his hair out, living, what the omen of what? And that's a yid that even if you're chutzum machin, everything is going in dreir, and the sarasa here and sarasa there, you could turn every situation in life around until the ultimate geula, when it says the tzaras is taken away. Who's the mitzayder? The Gemara says in Sanhedrin, Chivro, the Bei Rebbe, Mashiach, as the Pasuk says in Yeshayah, Hulukhul, Pshoenu, he is the mitzayder. And when his tzaras will come, we'll all be zeichet the geula mitzvah. Okay.
Okay, here. Yeah. And the root?
What?
The root on the trip.